You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Again, appreciation to Cal and Hannah McNair and Joanna Marks, all of y'all. No appreciation to the OG John Lopez. I'm not mad at you, but I'm not happy with you, if that makes any sense. I feel like it's the perpetual state that your wife's in.
Pretty much.
I guess I will take this opportunity to question of the day it up. What's the worst prank that you've had pulled on you, 713-572-4610. I can easily say that's not the worst. No, not at all. That was mild mannered. I think it was in good
front of
fun.
God and everybody.
I mean, look, don't remind me of that. However, that definitely was. Yeah, I don't think that's, you know what, as you say it, I don't think I've ever been pranked by someone of a higher standing than the owners of an NFL team. So thanks for reminding me of that. But yeah, let us know, because y'all got me. Because, you know, I take these things seriously. Yeah. When I mess up, I try and make myself better. And so, obviously, making that mess up earlier in the week, I was like, okay, so what I'm going to try and do is I'm going to try and find the telltale signs
right.
of who is Joanna and who is Hannah. If you're not familiar, Joanna and Hannah, identical twins.
Yes.
And so, I've been doing such a good job. I was like, okay, they tend to wear different skirts.
Yeah.
So I could pick that up. And, you know, Joanna typically side by side with Cal because, obviously, she's his assistant. And
right.
I was starting to pick it up. And today, I come to camp. I get out here to practice. They're wearing the same skirt.
Yep.
And I'm like, I think that they're kind of switching back and forth
yep.
on who's with them. So I'm like, I can't tell. And lo and behold, there was a reason why. It's because you set me up.
I will say, shout out to all three of them, but especially Hannah and Joanna. I went to them a couple of days ago, as I mentioned. But I had no idea they were going to take it so seriously and so perfectly, to the point they were FaceTiming each other to make sure they wore the exact same thing. And after they threw some T-shirts into the stands about 50 yards away from us, they stopped, handed each other, you know, like Joanna was holding what Hannah usually does and vice versa, and walked over here. And Hannah laid back. She laid back about 10 or 15 yards. and I laughed.
I bet you did. All right, so what was the time that you didn't laugh? Do you have a prank here, big fella?
Worst I've ever been pranked. I'm trying to think of a good one. Now, I know I have been pranked by a basketball team.
You were coaching?
No, that I was covering. But it was more or less because it was kind of like an accident, but then they all owned it. I was supposed to go to a shoot-around, and they moved the shoot-around an hour earlier, and they just decided not to...
Not to let you know?
Not to let me know. So I showed up late and didn't see what they were doing. But that's not too much. I'm sure there have been worse ones, but I can't think of any right now. Figgy, you ever been pranked?
Yeah, I've been pranked before by my sister, my oldest sister, Trina. Mm-hmm. So a little quick backstory. I'm really good at scaring people, startling mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. And I scared her one day when she was getting out the car, and she was so scared, and she kept saying, I'm going to get you back.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I went to go to my car in the parking garage, and my car was gone.
Oh,
and so
Lord.
I'm thinking like, man, either they stole my car or my car got repoed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to go to work, and I was freaking out. And then she came out of nowhere like, hey, Bass up here. And so she pretty much took my keys and moved my car
yeah.
to make it seem like I got repoed or car got stolen.
Yeesh.
Oh,
I know
hurt.
You were stressed.
Oh, yeah, that was a hard time for me too, man. I was barely making no car payments.
Yeah, so you thought, oh,
I
no.
thought they got me, yeah.
Yeah, oh, no. But no, and then on some of the other things that they said, you could tell – like they really, you know, some of the more serious things we talked about, they're trying to make the fan experience as good as possible, simultaneously really trying to get this new facility going quickly, sooner rather than later. You could just kind of sense that. And
you can tell they have big, big hopes for it.
Big plans.
Because, none of that sounded like somebody that hadn't thought deeply about it and had meetings about it and conversations about it when it comes to headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, look, we don't have to get to that space, but even stadium, like they're very.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
It's not our stadium. It's the county stadium. Yeah. Obviously, the Rodeo are good tenants, but I think those are things that very much show up in the ways that we are going to have to continue to watch the space with NRG Stadium as well.
I mean, I've said it multiple times. I think there's a formula, and they're running the formula precisely down to the last detail. I think they're trying to get something done here. After that, they're trying to do their due diligence of finding a facility and an event center. And I don't know if you picked up on this, but the event center, I think, is going to be big time. And then maybe a stadium would be involved as well.
We'll see ultimately with that. Again, appreciation to Cal and Hannah. See, I'm all messed up. I'm so mad at you right here joining us in the loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's jump into around the NFL where we got a little football. Let's talk about what we saw last night and more from around the NFL. We'll do that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.